Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your essential start to the day. I'm Arjav. Joining me, as always, is our senior reporter, Arohi, ready to dive deep into the headlines. Today, we're dissecting critical developments across the globe, from geopolitical tensions and their ripple effects on global economies, to shifts in U.S. domestic politics, and the ever-evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. But first, a quick look back. On this date, March 29, 1999, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 10,000 points for the very first time. This marked a significant psychological and economic milestone in market history, symbolizing a booming economy and a new era of investment. We're bringing you comprehensive coverage today, drawing from BBC News, The New York Times, CNBC, Hacker News, and various U.S. top news and analysis sources. Arohi, let's kick things off with urgent international news.
Absolutely, Arjav. We have tragic confirmation from broadcasters. Three Lebanese journalists have been killed in an Israeli strike. The Israeli military confirmed it killed Ali Shuaib from the Hezbollah-affiliated Al-Manar TV, highlighting the immense dangers faced by media professionals. This comes as Aluminium Bahrain, or ALBA, one of the world's largest smelters, stated its facility was targeted in an Iranian attack. This adds pressure to global aluminum supplies, already grappling with instability.
That's incredibly troubling, and these implications extend far beyond direct conflict zones, particularly concerning global shipping and energy markets?
They do, with potentially severe consequences. There's a growing Houthi threat to Red Sea shipping. Experts warn this could bring a second crucial international waterway to a standstill, significantly damaging the global economy by disrupting trade. This is amplified by the grim outlook from major oil and gas CEOs. They believe the Iran war's supply disruption will have a lasting impact on global supplies, a perspective that contrasts sharply with the Trump administration's promise of short-term disruption.
So, a clear divergence from industry leaders. What's the broader economic analysis?
Analysis suggests a new oil shock is building. Energy markets are reflecting the growing risk of physical supply disruptions, signaling potential price surges and shortages. The consensus is that the next few weeks of the war will be decisive for the global economy, as the conflict's trajectory determines the extent and duration of this impending energy crisis, impacting everything from consumer prices to industrial output worldwide.
Moving now to the domestic front, the U.S. political landscape remains highly tumultuous, characterized by legislative stalemates and widespread public demonstrations. Arohi, let's start with the government shutdown.
Indeed, Arjav, Congress is entangled in a deep deadlock with no clear path to end the ongoing shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. This prolonged closure highlights deepening Republican divisions flaring up ahead of the midterm elections, proving a major obstacle to legislative consensus.
And alongside that, we've seen a surge in public demonstrations. Tell us about the No Kings rallies.
The No Kings rallies have been a significant force this past week, drawing thousands of organized demonstrators. While the Iran war was a galvanizing force, many protesters also focused on President Trump's recent immigration crackdown. Senate candidates in several key races actively joined the crowds, underscoring the political resonance. Minnesota, in particular, became a focal point following tumultuous immigration crackdowns, with demonstrators nationwide voicing strong opposition to President Trump and his agenda.
Shifting to specific Republican gatherings, what were the key takeaways from CPAC in Texas?
CPAC in Texas provided a telling snapshot of the Republican base's sentiments. Attendees showed strong support for Ken Paxton. Conversely, an absent Senator John Cornyn was notably booed, signaling dissatisfaction among some conservatives who perceive him as not sufficiently aligned. This sets the stage for a contentious runoff election in 2 months, where an incumbent senator, criticized for not being conservative enough, faces a challenger working to shed previous scandals. It's a clear indication of deep Republican divisions as midterms draw closer, intensifying the battle for its future direction.
Beyond the political arena, economic ripple effects are hitting American consumers directly. Arohi, how are higher fuel prices translating into everyday costs beyond the gas pump?
It's certainly extending far beyond simply filling up your car, Arjav. As crude oil prices climb, corporate policies across various sectors are changing. Americans feel higher oil prices in their wallets through new fees implemented by delivery services and transportation companies, and even fewer available flights, leading to higher airfares. Companies like DoorDash, Lyft, USPS, and major airlines such as United are adjusting operations and pricing, inevitably passing costs onto consumers, impacting household budgets more broadly.
So, what does this environment mean for the stock market? What are analysts focusing on this week amidst these economic shifts?
The war in Iran remains the biggest market driver, influencing everything from energy sector performance to investor confidence. However, analysts are closely watching two other major indicators: fresh jobs data for insights into labor market health, and key earnings reports, particularly from club name Nike. For stability amidst volatility, top Wall Street analysts recommend dividend stocks. These companies, known for consistent payouts, generate solid returns and long-term capital appreciation, offering a reliable investment strategy in uncertain times.
So, a challenging economic outlook with tangible impacts on consumers, but also areas for strategic investment.
That's right, Arjav. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has forged a monumental $2.75 billion deal with Hong Kong-listed Insilico. This agreement, including a $115 million upfront, aims to bring Insilico's AI-discovered drugs to the global market. It's a clear indicator of AI's immense potential in accelerating new medicine development, potentially transforming the pharmaceutical landscape.
An exciting frontier for medicine. However, AI also presents significant challenges, particularly regarding its reliability in sensitive applications like law enforcement. We've seen a concerning case out of Tennessee.
Absolutely, and it highlights the urgent need for caution. Police in Tennessee utilized AI facial recognition technology to wrongly arrest a woman for crimes committed in North Dakota. This alarming case underscores critical issues of accuracy, potential bias, and the severe real-world consequences flawed AI systems can have on individuals, raising serious questions about safeguards.
That's a stark reminder of AI's limitations. And speaking of limitations, there's a new tool designed to combat unwanted AI activity online.
Yes, a fascinating development. A novel tool called Miasma has been introduced, engineered to trap AI web scrapers in an endless poison pit. Its objective is to protect online content from indiscriminate scraping by AI models, a response to growing concerns over data privacy, intellectual property rights, and fair use of online information in the age of large language models.
That's an ingenious way to potentially mitigate unchecked data collection. And on a more theoretical side, there's an interesting discussion about the core needs for advancing AI development.
Indeed, a thought-provoking analysis suggests AI's next leap might not solely hinge on more RAM or processing power. Instead, it posits that AI truly requires better underlying mathematical frameworks and more refined algorithms. This perspective advocates for a fundamental rethinking of AI architecture and learning processes to achieve greater efficiency, intelligence, and capability, moving beyond brute force computing.
That's a deep dive into foundational aspects. But AI's impact isn't just on development, it's also challenging established tech giants, with Meta facing significant setbacks in the courtroom.
They certainly have. Meta suffered two notable courtroom defeats, both centered on allegations the company knew about its product's harms. These legal losses are problematic for Meta's AI research due to potential regulatory scrutiny and financial implications, and they raise broader questions about consumer safety, corporate accountability, and ethical responsibilities across the tech industry. The precedent set could have wide-ranging implications.
And finally, a look at one of the biggest digital platforms, YouTube. Its CEO, Neil Mohan, offered insights into how the platform navigates AI and user experience.
Neil Mohan provided candid insights into YouTube's dominance and its impact. He addressed concerns about AI slop, the proliferation of low-quality, AI-generated content, and emphasized the platform's ongoing commitment to strengthening parental controls. His perspectives offer a crucial glimpse into how YouTube grapples with the ethical, content quality, and practical challenges of integrating advanced AI technologies while striving to maintain user trust and ensure a safe, high-quality viewing environment.
A comprehensive look at AI's dual nature, immense promise and significant perils that demand careful consideration. Arohi, thank you for those insightful and comprehensive reports today. It's clear it's been a packed day of news, covering everything from intensifying global conflicts and their far-reaching economic reverberations to the rapidly advancing, yet ethically complex, world of artificial intelligence. Your analysis helps us understand the interconnectedness of these global events. Before we sign off, here's a surprising fact. Did you know that a single large container cargo ship can produce as much air pollution as 50 million cars? It's a staggering figure that underscores the often unseen environmental impact of global trade and highlights the complex interplay between our economy, technology, and our planet. That's all for today's news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential updates, in-depth analysis, and the stories that matter most. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and have a fantastic day.